Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, my friends, need to vitamin L more than ever. Vitamin L, no, not for me, not for Super Don. We need some vitamin L for Michelle Ryder and Team Isaiah and Isaiah Ryder, the Ryder family, and all of those who are touched by this medical kidnapping issue. As we open the Robert Scott Bell Show this hump day week, we've got Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box. Yes, we are. We're going to go across the pond to the UK to our UK health correspondent for some stories there as well. And the Cal Jam in Southern California. We've got a special guest presenter, Kathy Wendland Colby, will join us as well. But first and foremost, we got to dive right into the story of the day. Yes, breaking news. Isaiah Ryder has been declared a ward of the state of Illinois, despite his state official state of residence being Missouri. And now, a shocking twist among many shocking twists in this story, as the mom, Michelle Ryder, joins us in just a moment. Super Don, as a dad, one dad to another, I know I talk about the vitamin L, and I want the love and the prayers coming in for the families here, but man, I just want to be honest with you. I want to go in there and kick some aspirin.
Well, you know, that's more or less what a lot of people have been doing. And I got, you know, the hardest part about this, and it's, you know, coming from somebody from the outside who's just empathizing in the situation as a parent, the emotional roller coaster that these parents are going through, it's something that we can, you can kind of feel a part of where it's, you know, this is what's going on. This is this thing. Now, oh, we've got some hope here. It looks like this might happen. No, that didn't happen. Now it's here. And now we're trying to work at it from this angle. Oh, no, that didn't work. Now we're here. It's just absolutely exhausting from somebody on the outside looking in. I can only imagine what it's like for somebody that's dealing with it.
Right. Well, Michelle Ryder is joining us right now, Super Don. Michelle,
yeah.
What happened? What happened today to make this ruling? I mean, I thought that we had, you know, we had some evidence that in Missouri they were going to try and bring him back, not allow this to happen. What indeed do you understand happened today?
Well, I will say something cut out, so I didn't hear you guys after the part where you said you wanted to kick some aspirin and something come out. It cut out, so I didn't hear anything that you guys said. But
we were just talking about the emotional roller coaster. I mean, of just, yeah. You know, it looks like, oh, look, this is going to work out, and then it doesn't. So then you're looking at it from a different angle, say, well, we're going to try this, and that looks hopeful, and then that doesn't work out. Right. Here we are now. He's become a ward of the state.
Right.
You know, we are speechless.
State. It's not even his state. So, yeah, I know that,
exactly.
That's what I want to know. Michelle, if you're able to, and God bless you for coming on to tell the world the story as much as this has got to hurt. What, in your estimation, has gone on here at this point for this to happen? Was there collusion between the state of Missouri and Illinois? How could this happen?
Well, I just first have to say that, you know, today I am heartbroken, I am angry, and I am ashamed. I'm ashamed to be an American. This is not justice or what our country stands for or what our forefathers founded. This is, I don't know what this is, but this is not I mean, you know, 10 years ago, I never would have, a year ago, I never would have even imagined that anything like this could happen. We are Missouri residing residents. We don't have any ties to Illinois. We simply went there so that my son could get medical care for a rare genetic condition. He had a surgery. He developed complications. He was suffering in pain. After their surgery, the complications started in their surgery, and then they couldn't manage him. My son was in the ICU in pain. I wanted him transferred to another state. Not another state, excuse me, another hospital, which was in another state. But I wanted help for my son. And they have done everything but help my son. They have the state, a different state got involved. My own state told them that they don't have anything on me. So in 16 and a half years of me taking care of my son, there was never any reports of abuse or anything. And so now all of a sudden, 16 and a half years later, they just came on to something. They also followed up that statement that they gave to Illinois in April of 2014 with a report in August of 2014. And they stated, our home state felt Isaiah should be returned home to me. My son was not returned home to me. My son was placed in foster care status. On a transfer form, it said that Isaiah was Title IV-E eligible. That was written by a caseworker in Illinois. I wanted to know what Title IV-E was. I have since found out what Title IV-E is, and that is financial funding, federal funding, that is available only for foster care. We were very hopeful that Isaiah was returned back to Kansas City in September, and but he was still with family. He wasn't returned home to me. A few months later, in November, Isaiah had to go back into the hospital, and he disclosed to us while he was in the hospital that he was raped and sodomized while he was in foster care in Chicago with a gun to his head. Nothing has been done. The state of Illinois has done nothing. In fact, they've done nothing but try to cover up this crime that was committed against my son. There has been no investigation. The information that was given was not even accurate. They waited a month and a half to report that to the police. My son was taken back to Chicago against his will in December. He suffered greatly then as well. And my parents most recently had filed with the court in Missouri for guardianship because the judge in Illinois had sent Isaiah home with my parents. But that has, and we actually had a case number. We had a guardian ad litem in Missouri that was appointed to Isaiah. We have had a court hearing at the end of this month that was scheduled. I received official paperwork from the Missouri court with all of this information. And all of a sudden yesterday, right before the hearing today, that all changed. That's no longer taking place. Today my son became a ward of the court of the state of Illinois, a Missouri residing resident. Now, another thing that is very important, in December, they found a brain lesion on an MRI when he was in the hospital. My family has been trying for months, 3 months now, to get medical care for my son for this brain lesion. My son has been having headaches. He's been vomiting. He has had weight loss. And my son just left with my parents to go to the hospital. They had to get permission from the state of Illinois to take him to a hospital in Missouri. Mm-hmm. My parents' attorney called and DCFS, and they said if they don't call within 30 minutes, go ahead and go. They still haven't called back. It's been like 2 hours.
Michelle,
my son.
No, the judicial system has failed Isaiah Ryder, and there's way more questions that we still haven't got answers for. Where's Claire McCaskill? Yes. Where's Roy Blunt? Where's Governor Nixon? What are you going to do about this? We're calling you out officially. And if you have the ears to hear and the voice to speak out in Missouri and bring Isaiah home. We've got the phone lines open at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Michelle, we're going to go to calls that are coming in support of you. Leave us a message if we can't get to you. But we do want to hear from you, as does Michelle Ryder. Bring Isaiah home.
Hi, I was calling to voice my opinion about the Isaiah Ryder case and the turn that it took today. I cannot believe that the governor of Missouri, Mr. Nixon, and all their other representatives are not up in arms that the state of Illinois has made Isaiah a 17-and-a-half-year-old teen, and in the state of Missouri, counted as an adult, to become a ward of the state of Illinois. I live here in Illinois, and I'm ashamed of our state. I have called all the Illinois representatives that I could find, emailed them, the governor, you know, even the past governor. I mean, this is 331, 332 days that our state of Illinois has been holding this family hostage. I don't appreciate it as a taxpayer. I don't understand it.
This is Carol Hart from Olathe, Kansas, and I'm Michelle and Isaiah's aunt. I don't know what to say anymore. Michelle's never abused her son in any way. She's been a nurse for 16 years. There's never been any charges against her. They went to Chicago to get some specialized medical care, and they couldn't control his pain, and she asked for a second opinion, and since then Isaiah's been severely abused, molested, taken to a hospital by ambulance against his will in Chicago from Kansas City, having to wear an ankle bracelet. He's been treated like a criminal. He needs help. I don't know who to ask. I don't know why this is happening. The state of Illinois has accused his mother of medical child abuse, and they are the abusers.
Speak out now, my friends, lest you lose your children. We don't want to see this happen to anybody else, and we want to see Isaiah Ryder returned home and all of the medical kidnap cases resolved here. We got to take a break. We got to go across the pond. Limited time to meet with our UK health correspondent. After this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, since I'm going to Great Britain, Britannia. Can I say Britannia? I'm not sure. We'll check in with our UK health correspondent, Amanda Thomas, heading there in a couple of weeks, Amanda.
Yep, we're looking forward to that.
Are you sure Great Britain is ready for me?
Well, I'm not sure, but we're willing to give it a go.
Well, that's so sporting of you. So
we're a sporting nation.
Yes, yes, you are. Look, I really am looking forward to the visit there. I get to see some family. We've got the big event with the Alliance for Natural Health, UK and Europe, and we'll get that information out in the coming days. Hopefully, in a few days, we'll have all the details for everybody over there that wants to attend. Thanks to UK Health Radio and the Alliance for Natural Health. So we have a few stories out of the UK. This is sort of a follow-up story. Last week, we were talking with you about this sort of ethical dilemma where they wanted to sort of engineer the eggs to allow for a third parent. And now, this is a stranger story. A bioethicist says a UK man, his surrogate, you know how if he has someone that can't have a baby, so you go to a surrogate. But the surrogate in this case is his own mother.
Mother.
His own mother. Don't know where to go with this. I'm not sure I know what to think about this.
Well, you know, the thing about this is that women have had their mothers and sisters perform a similar function, i.e. carry a baby for them, and nobody's really said anything about it. So, you know, I'm still really trying to get my head around it, because he was a brother, now he's a father. He used his own sperm, a donor egg, there was in vitro fertilization, and the embryo was carried to term by his mother. So it kind of, you know, you do have to read it a couple of times to take it all in. But in principle, I can't see that there should be a problem with that if women, you know, do that regularly with their own female relatives.
Oh, okay. No, I see the angle there. The fact of the matter is, this guy wanted a baby, and you think about biocompatibility, safety, I think it makes sense. And this is not, some people say, well, is this an edible,
Edible? What? You just made this story that much weirder.
I made it much worse. I'm so sorry.
Another show, that.
I apologize to all my British friends. I did not mean to do that. No, edible. There's not an edible complex here, because the man who wants to have this child happens to be gay. His name Cass, and he's gay. So it isn't that this is some strange Oedipal complex. It's not. So there was actually the court had to rule on this because they were kind of saying, are you having your brother or are you having your son? Because it's your mom that's giving birth, but it really was from he. And I don't know who is donating the egg. I don't know how this story goes.
Well, I think generally donor eggs are anonymous.
Okay.
So he doesn't know who the mother of the, in the way that sperm is donated or was donated anonymously. I think that's the same principle. They don't know who the donor egg is from, or
kinda,
he doesn't
kind of like a blind date in a microbiological
way. Well, a very
way.
Weird blind date. That, and goodness knows what kind of complex he or anyone else has gotten in this. They'll just have to make up a new complex, I think.
Well, yes. And you know, there's always something. When you look back at the parents, there's always something you can blame on them. But, you know, just,
I blame the parents every
right.
time.
Buck up and make a good life for yourself. That's what we say. You know, this story is interesting. We've got a television story, and it's not actually about Top Gear, but I do have to ask you. I've heard recently that, what's the guy's name, Jeremy, the main tall guy that's on
Jeremy
that show?
Clarkson.
On Top Gear, has punched his producer. Is that true?
That is true, yes.
He seems kind of a little bit...
Out of control?
Out of control might be the case. I saw the whole thing about Argentina. They went down to Patagonia and they got kicked out.
Yeah, that was because they had a number plate that seemed to sort of be an abbreviated form of Falklands, so they were supposed to be kind of rubbing their nose in it.
Right. It's like, you know, in the South here in America, they say some people are still fighting the Civil War. Is that the case in England where they're still fighting the Falklands War?
I don't really think it is. I just think that they thought that they'd taken the opportunity to restart the Falkland War with their number plate. I mean, to my mind, it was just ridiculous. And if it hadn't been pointed out, I dare say no one would have noticed it.
Well, I heard they claimed it was purely a coincidence, but it's hard to see that one got by them. But they do some silly things, sometimes in-your-face things, which, you know, we can appreciate, but to some degree, they are definitely a throwback at a time when political correctness didn't even exist.
Yeah, and the latest hot-off-the-press news is that it could be that they were trying to sabotage their whole existence there themselves because they're not planning to continue with the BBC.
Ah, okay, so they're ready to pack it in anyway, so they're like, we're going out with a big bang.
Well, it seems like that. I mean, that was just something I caught just a little bit earlier on, so I haven't kind of really had a chance to look at that in depth, but that may be what is behind this.
Well, if they go off, there'll be nothing left to watch on BBC. Too, so why not put video cameras in all the homes of all the Brits? Is that what this story is? Put CCTV in all homes, according to Britain's top cop telling the LBC?
Well, it sounds like that, doesn't it? And the way that the headline says, you know, you can imagine all of us sitting here being filmed in our own homes. Actually, what I think they're referring to is the CCTV cameras that people often put on the outside of their homes to catch any criminal activity going on or any...
Okay, so it was nothing below the belt. Listen, I can't believe fast this goes, Amanda, and happy belated birthday to you last week. We've got to take off because we got a Cal Jam update to do with Kathy Wendland Colby after this, but I'm coming to the UK. Look out, folks, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strength in the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, what that guy said. Rocking the health world. Hey, Super Don, you know, I talked to one of our longtime listeners in Coos Bay. Remember one of our old affiliates in Coos Bay, Oregon?
Yes, I do.
And he was saying, I miss you on the radio there, but I listen to you online. I love you rocking the health world. So we're still doing it after all these years.
Yeah, good old Coos Bay. I was there for a short while.
Yeah, I remember that. Speaking of rocking the health world, that would be the Cal Jam 2015 coming up later this month in Southern California. We've had Billy D on, and right now. We are joined by another star of the Cal Jam this year. Her name is Kathy Wendland Colby, and she has a website, and I've got it linked up in the show notes. It's just you. Hot link on her pic, on her name, actually, and you can do the picture as well. It'll take you to educatedpregnancy.com, but she's all about the freedom to heal and a lot of things related to birth freedom as well. Welcome, Dr. Kathy.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show tonight.
All right, so you can handle the rock and roll that happens at this Cal Jam. It looks like it's a wild party.
It is a wild party, and I'm proud to say that I threw it down last year. We had such a great crowd last year. I think it's the rockin'est party in chiropractic and definitely the rockin'est healthcare party that there is out there. And really what we do is we just get people fired up about the potential and the opportunity that they have when they have freedoms to make the choices when it comes to their health and their family's health. And we just have a great time out there.
Well, we've got to celebrate. I know there's a lot of things that kind of would make us, you know, miserable and depressed. I mean, we cover stories that are horrific. We did even at the opening of this show. But we can't let it beat us down. We've got to, you know, as I said to our British health correspondent, we got to buck up and you know, take on the bad guys as well as be champions for the good guys and champions for health freedom. And I know that's what Billy D is all about. It sounds like, you know, as he praised you as one of the stars of this event, I'm just thrilled to have you on board today to kind of preview it and let us know a little bit about what you're going to be doing there.
Well, fantastic. I'm a huge proponent of dissecting the medical model. I understand that you can't fight something old to create something new. You've just got to make something totally new. But if you don't understand what goes on and why it goes on, then you just end up becoming a sheep on that conveyor belt, leading your way down into that medical model without any idea of what's happening. And that's what happens in this country when it comes to birth. So many women are just led right down the pathway of interventions and testing and, you know, routine prenatal testing and just the way that the whole system is set up. Listen, the day a woman finds out she's pregnant, she goes in to see her OBGYN, who talks about what could go wrong during the course of the next 9 months and sets out a schedule for her of all the times that she'll need to come in to be tested to make sure she's still pregnant. We're setting up a fear-based system here, and we're putting these women into a mindset that they should not be in during the 9 months of their pregnancy. And what happens is we lead them down this pathway where they get so used to being led and not having the opportunity to think for themselves or speak for themselves, but led into a direction that when it comes time for that baby to be born, they start hearing things about how they've got to hurry up and push this baby out, how they're not progressing, how the baby's in fetal distress, how, hurry up, mom, let's get this baby out or we're going in after them. And what happens is we slide down this slippery slope of medical intervention after intervention after intervention, and the women end up with the birth that was not what they thought or planned or had hoped for their child. So our
Dr. Kathy, isn't, you know, the medical model that you're talking about dissecting, doesn't it kind of disconnect women from the intuition, that deep level connection of the experience of birth, much less the whole pregnancy, and listening to the body instead of panicking at every moment? We recognize, yes, there are legitimate reasons why you have to intervene, but for the most part, to medicalize all of pregnancy and childbirth has been an absolute disaster.
Complete disaster. And what we're seeing is that the birth outcomes are worse now than they've ever been. And you're right. It just disconnects women from the idea that their bodies are intelligent, their bodies are strong, their bodies are smart and capable, and that baby developing within them is also strong, smart, and capable and knows exactly when it's time to be born. You know, if you pick up a box of cake mix in the store right now and you look at the side where it tells you how to make it, it will say bake it at this temperature for this long, and then in small print it says oven temperatures may vary. And we're talking about a cake mix. Try baking a human being. They don't all bake in 280 days. Some of them need 9 months. Some of them need 8.5. Some of them need 42 to 43 weeks. So we can't just rely on a one-size-fits-all schedule, which is what happens in the medical model. And we completely strip the woman of her power. We strip her of that innate connection that she has with that baby. And we strip her of all the things that are natural and normal that go on during a pregnancy. We lead her to believe that pregnancy is a weakened condition or a sick condition and they're mm-hmm. frail and that women should really rest and take it easy. And that's the exact opposite of the truth.
Right.
Women are
now,
so powerful when they're pregnant.
Now, Dr. Kathy, my mentor in homeopathy told me the story when he was in
Kinshasa, I think that was the what was called at the time the Belgian Congo all those years ago, that he was on a train. At a certain point, the train stopped, not at the station, in between stations, and a woman got woman and a helper got off, apparently very pregnant, went off, you know, just behind into the bush, and delivered a baby literally in minutes, standing up, and came back onto the train. The train started and kept rolling again. I'm thinking, is that an anomaly, or should women, all women, be that strong? I know it's different for everybody, but, I mean, the concept is, as you said, of the frail woman. It could be a reality because of the way we've disconnected from nature, perhaps. But, I mean, that was a real symbol to me that there are some really strong women on this planet.
There are, and that is the way that birth was done for thousands and thousands of years. And then we developed the hospitals, and then we started to sterilize things, and we started to make fun of the mammies that were helping deliver babies at home, and we started to really make it dirty. There was such a huge campaign to make home birth perceived as dirty, and such a huge campaign to show hospitals as clean, white, sterile places with nurses in white coats and white shoes, and how everything was so pristine, and that should be where you have your baby. And we changed it from having a birth to having a delivery. A delivery is something someone does to you. Mm-hmm. A birth is something very empowering that a woman does for herself. And when we switch that term, when we call it labor and delivery, delivery is someone else taking that baby out of you. When
yeah, it's like the UPS guy or the FedEx guy is coming to get the baby out. I mean, you're right. It's, look at the language and how it's manifest as opposed to what it really is. There's an art to the use of language, and I perceive and believe that they've done this on purpose. There's a great purpose in medicalization because obviously there's a huge profit motive, and there's a whole lot of other things that go on with the hospital birth that people don't realize that their children are not their own, as we find out with these medical kidnap stories.
Yeah. And sometimes these situations lead you to a very, very tricky situation where you no longer have choices about your baby. Because if you have one medical intervention, which the number one medical intervention that almost all women have in the United States of America is they get Pitocin. 98% of all hospital births are using Pitocin. That changes the body's normal reaction to the labor process. Instead of the labor coming on in wave-like formations that the body can deal with and then relax and then deal with and relax, the contractions come on very strong and very rapid. And so a woman doesn't have the opportunity to rest and relax in between the contractions. So the next thing she says is, I can't handle this. Give me an epidural. And now we're on the slippery slope. Because once you give the epidural, you slow down functions in the body, and you actually slow down functions with the baby. And so
how do you get the men of the world in the Western world to understand this? You know, it's one thing that I think there's a connection, an intuitive connection that has been severed by men, a male-dominated allopathic medical culture, although not exclusively. You know, a lot of women involved in it now, too. But, you know, to bring that message to the men to say, no, we don't need to medicalize unless absolutely necessary.
Yeah. And you know, I think it starts with me, it starts with you, and it starts with everyone that we have the opportunity to talk to. And when we talk to our patients or our community or the people that we know or the family members that we have, and they start learning, they're going to start making better choices, but they don't just make better choices for themselves, because in a family situation, we all make better choices for our families. And when the husbands start to understand this and they start to demand, hey, you know what, I want better care for my wife, and you know what, I'm going to be there and I'm going to be her advocate, and then it starts to trickle up. The more we don't buy into their system, the more they can't sell it to us. And the more we say, no more, I'm not doing that, I want something different, the more providers will step up and say, hey, wait a minute, I'm here, I'll serve you with that choice. And so what we're seeing is we're seeing this big resurgence of home births, and we're seeing a big resurgence of home birth midwives, and we're seeing a lot of hospitals actually now adding birthing centers to meet the needs of the people who are saying, no, I'm not doing that. I want a water birth. I want a natural birth. I don't want Pitocin. I don't want epidurals. So they're trying to meet the needs, but they're still trying to meet the needs inside their sandbox with their rules.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what about the freedom? You're talking about birth freedom, the freedom to have a child at home. You know, I encourage that. I want families to understand that they should be recording the births in their family Bible or whatever religious text they use, rather than getting stamped with numbers and certificates from the state to prove they're alive. I mean, I want to disconnect the state from birthing. because it is a sacred event, and these children do not belong to the state like they are claiming with all of the pushing for mandatory vaccines, for instance. Are these the kind of discussions that can be open and freely had at the CalJam?
They are absolutely the kind of discussions that happen at CalJam, because we talk about a woman's right to choose, and we talk about a family's right, and we talk about the fact that vaccines, we need to educate before we vaccinate. And vaccines are a choice that people should make or not make based on research, facts, education, not based on the status quo, not based on the fact that, well, my doctor said that on today's visit, we're getting such and such vaccines. No, did you research that? Do you understand the pros and cons of getting the vaccine or the pros and cons of not getting the vaccine? Are you making an educated decision? And if not, stop.
Yeah.
But too often, we feel like we don't have that power. You know, we have the freedom to birth as we choose. We have the freedom to raise our children the way we choose. We are led to believe that those freedoms don't exist because, you know, how many times have you heard no shots, no school? But yet
right.
We know no shots, no
it's
school
not true.
Is a lie.
It's not true.
It's not true.
We have the links to the California Jam, the Cal Jam with Billy D. We got Dr. Kathy Wendland Colby. She's going to be there jamming it out for the weekend, and I encourage everybody. There are limited seats available, but sign up now. The links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. That will take you to Cal Jam also. The link to Dr. Kathy is also there, and her website, educatedpregnancy.com. Dr. Kathy, I'll have to have you back on again. You're terrific.
Well, thank you. It was fun.
Well, your love of liberty shines through, and health freedom. And we've got lots more to do. It is Outside the Box. Ty Bollinger will be joining us, but first, Ireland.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, man, we are all over the place today, and we must, because the news stories, they're up, they're down, they're all over, and we got to cover them. And bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs. And, you know, going back to, you know, the group going to the Cal Jam. I mean, this is a powerful group of people that are uplifting, open-hearted, and they rock the health world. They really do. And we got to rock it for people like Isaiah Ryder, who need our help. And if you haven't already done so, we've got the calls going right to recording. If you dial 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, in order to let your voice be heard about the situation that we're dealing with Isaiah Ryder and Michelle Ryder, you heard earlier. We have Ty Bollinger going outside the box next hour, of course. I want to thank our UK health correspondent, Amanda Thomas, as well as Dr. Kathy, helping us promote the Cal Jam coming up as well. And Super Don, anything we need to know about supporting Team Isaiah?
Well, you know, at this point, like you were saying when we had her on, the judicial system obviously has just utterly failed Isaiah Ryder. Michelle and her attorneys, they have done everything you can think of, you know, by the, you know, the law, using, you know, the attorneys and in the court. And listen, there are things going on here that if you really look at the details, it's obvious that there's some dirty tricks going on here. There's some stuff going on behind the scenes here that just does not make sense and is pointing in the direction of corruption. And we've seen this not just in the Isaiah Ryder case, but we've seen this in all of them, basically, that we've looked at. So now, you know, what do we do? What do we do at this point? The courts have failed. You know, the officials have failed. Now we need to take this to the next level. We've got to go straight to Governor Nixon. We've got to go to Senator Claire McCaskill. We've got to go to Senator Roy Blunt. And I'm still trying to determine which congressman is the correct one, because there's eight in Missouri. And we need to go to these guys and say, look, you know, the judicial branch here is corrupt. There's something going on here. We can't get the answers. You guys have the ability to do something here.
Right.
Why will you not? And we're going to take these phone calls. We're going to take this story, and we are going to be a thorn in the side of these guys until they do something.
Yeah. Well, they're selling out the kids of Missouri for money, as it's being done pretty much in all the states of the union at this point. If you understood how big this medical kidnapping thing is, you'd never take your child to a doctor again. And that's the irony here. What if you actually need to go to a doctor? Maybe some parents are going to go, I'm not risking it, because the risk of taking them to the doctor and losing them is greater than, you know, dealing with whatever I want to use the doctor for.
And you're not, I mean, you're not exaggerating. We just had Lakeisha Tana on. And Lakeisha Tana did the exact same thing. She's a social worker. She did the exact same thing that Michelle Ryder did, asked for a second opinion at the exact same hospital that Michelle Ryder was at. They did the exact same thing that they did to Isaiah Ryder. And here she is now. You know, in the same situation, about to lose her child.
You doctors, if you don't start speaking out about what is being done in the name of your profession, yes, I'm talking to you MDs and DOs who are licensed by the state, who are complicit in this medical kidnapping issue, unless you start speaking out, and speak out now. You're in Lurie, speak out. You're worried about losing your job? How about worrying about losing your soul on this one? You, Governor Nixon, Claire McCaskill, speak out. You have the power to make a change here. And if you don't, there will be millions of others who will. And the medical profession is going bye-bye based on this. The lack of trust, the whole issue of forcing parents to vaccinate their children against their will, eliminating exemptions, this is all backfiring. You wanted special status, you got it. Now what are you going to do with it? Your profession is committing collective suicide at this point. Wouldn't it be better if we were just in Dublin, Ireland, and having to deal with crazy legislation that just accidentally legalized magic mushrooms, ecstasy, and ketamine?
You're not making a joke. They actually did that, and they're scrambling now to try and pass a new law to make it illegal again. So for about the next 24 hours, it's legal to buy and sell magic mushrooms and various other drugs in Ireland.
Yeah, ecstasy in Ireland, 24 hours, get your party on. No, we're not encouraging that. But, I mean, come on, can't we do stories like that in America that are absurd for once instead of dealing with these medical kidnaps? All right, we got Ty Bollinger coming up next hour, and boy, do we have some stories to discuss with you, including the woman, Cassandra C., who was forced to have chemo, and she still hasn't been released back to her mother, even though they declared her cancer-free. My friends, no matter what, they try to tell you, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.